Speaking to Studio 7 in Harare earlier today, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Pedzisai Ruhanya, said the country's new constitution, adopted at a referendum ahead of last year's elections, does not give President Mugabe the power to dismiss beleaguered Vice President Mujuru. First Lady Grace Mugabe, who is set to become the boss of ZANU-PF's Women's League at the ruling party's elective congress set for next month, has repeatedly called for Mrs. Mujuru's ouster, accusing her of corruption, incompetence, and allegedly plotting to assassinate her husband. This week, the First Lady called on Mr. Mugabe to fire Mrs. Mujuru, but Ruhanya says that is a no-go area.
It is very clear that the Senate and the National Assembly, that is Parliament, by a joint resolution passed by all, by at least one half of their total membership. And by total membership, it also includes the MDC. The members of the MDC, they will also be implicated in the removal of the president or vice president. So President Mugabe, on his own, from the reading, this literal reading of the Constitution, he doesn't have those powers. I also looked at the transitional clauses, and it is not clearly expressed or clearly stated, because this is a serious matter. It doesn't need interpretation. It must be very clear. The steps that are supposed to be used when you want to remove a president of the country or a vice president of the country. And from the reading of this constitution, it's clear that the vice president cannot be removed in a manner that the first lady is talking about. This is why they are saying that she must remove Bebe Dambuye, that she must resign on her own. That's why she is acting vice president in his absence.
Ruhanya added that Mr. Mugabe may also find it difficult to find support in both houses of parliament, arguing that Mrs. Mujuru still has control in both houses.
I don't think they will have that capacity, because she also commands a lot of sympathizers. If you look at those chairpersons, those people who have been removed in the provinces, they are part of her followers.
But independent political analyst Takura Jangaja told Studio 7 by phone that the one who has the power to appoint also has the power to disappoint. Some political analysts say the internal fissures in ZANU-PF ahead of its congress were exacerbated by President Mugabe's failure to groom a successor, as was done by other regional leaders like Mwalimu Julius Nyerere, avoiding fissures that are seen by many to be destroying the ZANU-PF fabric. Mujuru and Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa are reportedly leading factions angling to succeed Mr. Mugabe when he eventually leaves office. But the two faction leaders have publicly denied this, saying they are all rallying behind President Mugabe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.